You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're now going to bring you the story of someone who was invisible to the outside world for several years. We're going to refer to her as Rama, her first name. She is a victim of trafficking. She's in her 60s, and in 2003, she was sold by her late husband's family in southern India to a doctor in California. She was essentially housebound and worked for no pay for more than 3 years with no idea where she was. She was able to escape and then worked a series of jobs below minimum wage in other doctors' homes for a few more years. In 2012, she got help from the South Asian Network, a nonprofit. You'll hear her call it SAN. They also helped her get what's called a T visa for victims of trafficking. You'll hear Rama's voice and the voice of a translator from SAN. Hi, Rama. Welcome to the show.
Miss Lizzie, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What would you like people to know about what happened to you?
Before San came into my life, I have worked in many doctors' houses. I worked in their houses. They would ask me to cook. I would cook very well. They would ask me to clean. I would clean very well. But when it came to paying money, why do we have to pay you so much? They wouldn't ask this question if it was a person that they were paying outside for some other job. But why me? When they had to pay me, why would they treat me less? And in some houses where I worked, I would save whatever little I had, and I would keep it. They look at my bags, they would look at everything, and they would say, I have stolen money, I've stolen things, and they would take that away from me and go. The fact that, you know, now I have papers puts me at ease. Every day I would hear, like, you don't have papers. We could do anything to you and nobody will know. I was in this fear that I would die. Somebody would kill me because I didn't have papers. But that all changed when San got me these papers. And now I have everything, and I can show the whole world I have the right papers. Nobody can touch me now. The fact that I'm here after all these years and after seeing all the educated and learned people, the way they treated me, we all need to be treated with love and respect. We are human beings like anybody else.
When you got that visa, was that a relief? What was that like?
When I got the visa, my life changed. Everything changed for me. It was like a new life for me. I got a new job, and I'm doing good. I don't want anybody to do harm me or kill me. I want to die on my own accord. I want to die on my own terms. I don't want anybody to define that for me.
What's it like to earn your own money? I would imagine that that probably feels pretty good right now.
I love that I'm earning my own, living, and I love it. I don't have to stretch my hand and ask for someone to help me.
What kind of work do you do, and what's it like?
I do daycare for children, for elderly people. I do gardening. I do cleaning. As I have not studied much, I do whatever I can do with the skills that I have.
What do people not understand or not see about your life?
The way people understand is somebody who has a big job or somebody who employs another person. They don't understand what another person who does a job for them. They don't see that person as a person. They see somebody who is doing their work for them. Why doesn't somebody see doing a job like mine, that I'm a human being? I'm a person just like anybody else. Why don't people who have jobs and money and education see that? If you treat another person like a human being, and if you give, you know, respect and give the money they deserve. I've not found many people in the world like that. You show me whether you have found people like that.
Just thinking about all that you've been through, Rama, how are you able to be so strong?
Adi chinnapat nundi kashtalu.
Since childhood, I have seen many tough situations in my life. I've seen people getting killed, people killing other people, killing people, and I've seen people being tortured and abused. I've seen all that. There are too many stories in me. I wish if I had a little education, I would write those novels and I would entertain people with my stories. I'm not going to close the book prematurely.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lizzie. Thank you so much.